Hello? My lord? Please, forgive me for disturbing you. It's me, Amy. I believe you called for me. At least, that's what Hannah said. Whatever task you have for me, I will gladly see it through. Whether it be cooking or cleaning or... killing. Oh, but there's no need to apologize to me, my lord. Don't worry about the time. You can call for me as late as you want, any time at all. Even if it is as late as it is right now. Even if you were to wake me up while I was having the sweetest dreams. My sweetest and only dream is to serve you. Even if I were to give every part of my life to you, down to my very life and soul, it would not be enough to repay your divine grace. You're the god of this shrine. It is due to your mere presence on this island that the crops grow and the rivers flow. Without you, the soil would be barren and the land dry. sorry. I assume you didn't call me here just to have me praise and worship you. But if you did, I will definitely do so. It comes naturally to me, after all. In fact, it's what I was doing right before you called me. What did you call me here for, my lord? How may I serve you? what's there to know about little old me? I'm just an irrelevant, boring fox girl. The only thing interesting about me is that I have the greatest honor of being the servant to the most wonderful and esteemed god in the entire universe. That, of course, being you, my lord. Yes, I do indeed have several. Well, I don't know if I'd call them hobbies. They're more like compulsions. Well, I like to talk to Hannah about you, if that counts. Sometimes I get a little bit jealous towards Hannah. I get a little bit jealous that I'm not the only girl to have the immense pleasure of being your servant. But Hannah is a good girl who makes sure to understand her place, so I tolerate it, much to her benefit. Anyway, I do enjoy your company, though. It gives me a chance to fangirl over you. I tell her how grateful I am about the blessing you have given me, that I may see my God every day up close, that he remembers me and even talks to me. I'm unworthy to even gaze upon the ground that you've walked on, and to think you're even asking me about my hobbies. This is what I want to talk to Hannah about, that you are such a great and merciful God, that you have a place for even lowly mortals such as myself in your heart. I am overwhelmed with guilt in your presence. Even for a God, you are divine. Your perfection is beyond my comprehension, and yet you show such great mercy in sharing your time with little old Amy. I will never forget this kindness. Yes, talking to Hannah about you isn't the only one. My life is centered around you, not her. Oh, I also like to make clothes. Well, not just any clothes, though. I like to make clothes that look like the ones that you wear. I hope you won't be angry with me, my lord, but I make copies of the kinds of clothes you wear, and I pretend that they are truly yours. That they are the very clothes you wear. And again, I hope you're not angry with me, my lord, but I like to wrap them around myself. Yes, it's exhilarating to wrap myself up in the very same fabrics that you've touched, that you yourself have worn. Or... at least that's what my pretend fantasy is. Oh, but don't worry. I could never do it with your actual clothes. I would never soil them in such a way. That would be sacrilege. I never do anything weird to your clothes when I'm cleaning them or handling them in any way. I always take extra care to thoroughly avoid inconveniencing you. Let's see. What else do I do as a hobby? Well, I like to keep myself presentable to you, my lord. Or at least as presentable as a lowly mortal fox girl like myself can be. At the very least, I should try. And so that's why I always groom myself so much. Especially my tail. Of course you can see my tail, my lord. Here. Oh, I know it's not very much to look at. But I would never deny you anything. Even if you asked me for everything, the food I eat, the roof over my head, the clothes off my back, I would gladly give it to you. Even my very life. You are the only being in this world that has the right to live. For everyone else, life is a privilege. You should have everything you want. Everything in this world exists just for you, my lord. And that includes me. I'm just another thing to be yours if you wish it. But, if I may be so bold, what do you think of my tail, my lord? Hannah told me many times that it's my most beautiful feature, but I don't think it would impress a supreme god such as yourself. Cute isn't pretty? Cute isn't adorable? Beautiful? Pleasant? Delightful? Charming? That sense of the word cute? Am I understanding that correctly, my lord? Oh. I'm not sure I understand, but if you say my tail is cute, then it must be true. Thank you. I never thought it would catch your eye, but I always had a shred of hope that it would. Touch it! You want to touch it? Are you sure, my lord? My tail is dirty, filthy, unclean. Well, not really. I clean it at least twice a day. But compared to what god it is, I'm just an icky mortal. I wouldn't want to soil your divine hand. Oh, I can't believe you're touching me. I feel your hand as I speak, but I still can't believe it. I've always thought that I'm unworthy of your touch. I still believe that with all my heart. But to think that you, the most esteemed and cherished god, are actually touching me, it's intoxicating. Nothing could get me drunker. I am beyond blessed. How many girls can boast they were touched by a god? Especially by you. I'm unworthy, but I'm incredibly grateful, my lord. I have always wanted to be as close as possible to you. As close as you would tolerate through your vast mercy. Would it insult you if I said I dreamt of this very moment? Would you find that blasphemous? That I had yearned with all my heart that one day, the one I worship might finally touch me. And what if I said that I had also dreamt of more? Would that insult you, my lord? If you say so, I'm so glad I didn't offend you. How do you feel, my lord? Does your hand feel okay? Are you disgusted by touching me? I wouldn't want to bother you. I know I'm just a dirty mortal, so if you're just doing this out of kindness, it would be understandable if you stopped. You're the greatest god, and I'm merely a servant girl. I know... Oh, of course, my lord. If you say so. I don't know why you seem so pleased to touch my tail, but I suppose I shouldn't question my good fortune. If I may be so selfish, I would love it if it pleased you to touch it longer. Every day I think I can't possibly love you more than I already do, and every day without fail you prove me wrong. You are truly the greatest god. There is so much you give to me, and so little I can give to you. I often think that, through my devotion to you, perhaps you will at least be flattered. That perhaps you will at least be pleased that I am such a faithful servant to you, my lord. What could I do to serve you more faithfully? I'd do anything for you. I'd kill my family for you. I'd set myself on fire for you. I'd force everyone in this ungrateful world to bow to your majesty. If you asked me to, I would go out and obtain 1,000 sacrifices to you right now. Would that please you, my lord? No? What about 50? 40? 20? 10? 1? No? Not in the mood for a little sacrifice? Okay, then. I'm sorry, my lord. You saw right through me. I'm selfish. If I sacrifice people to you, it wouldn't be to satisfy you. It would be to satisfy myself. I told you, my lord, I'm a dirty mortal. I have dirty, selfish desires like these. Fantasizing about killing people just so I can get my god's attention. Stupid, dirty, useless Amy. What were you thinking? Stupid, stupid, stupid. Even if I punished myself right now, it would just be for my own selfish satisfaction. I'm not a very good servant, am I? I know I really shouldn't question a god, but I don't see how you can really say that. I can be really selfish when it comes to my feelings towards you, my lord. Do you still think I'm a good servant in spite of all that? Even if I have dirty, impure, ungrateful thoughts towards you? Forgive my blasphemy, but what I mean is, I love you. But I don't just love you like a worshipper loves a god. Do you know what I mean, my lord? And is it okay for me to feel that way? Romantically? Even if you're a god and I'm just a mortal? I've been beating myself over that for so long. If only I knew earlier you were that accepting of me. It would have saved me a lot of stress. But thank you. I'm happy I know now, my lord. So, I know it plausibly came out as a confession before, but let me do it a bit more clearly. My lord, If I were to confess to you, what would you say?